AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Zach Top, Lord have mercy, here you are, finally. We've been hearing about you. We've been playing you nonstop. You are fast becoming like one of the most talked about people in country music. And finally we meet. Hello, I'm Baylen. Nice to meet you.
Baylen, pleasure to meet you. I'm Zach. Thanks for having me on here. Appreciate you taking the time. And thanks for the support on the music already. Glad you all are enjoying it. And thanks for playing it.
Well, listen, we're not alone. I mean, you are a very popular guy and you know that. Are you drinking a Coca-Cola or was that a Dr. Pepper? What was that?
Dr. Pepper. Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm originally from Tennessee. I've just lived in the UK for a long time, right? So Dr. Pepper is one of the things that I love. But in the UK, and you'll find out when you come over, they think it tastes like something that they used to get at the dentist here.
Really?
We have Dr. Pepper. It tastes the same. But everybody here is like, it reminds them of some sort of weird dental experience that we as Americans don't collate to.
Evidently not, because it don't remind me of the dentist. My dentist tells me not to drink it, but it doesn't remind me of the dentist.
Yes. Listen, when I was a kid, I don't know how you were raised, but when I was a kid, my mom used to put Dr. Pepper in my baby bottle.
What?
And these are actually my teeth. Like I somehow managed to still have my own teeth. But listen, I was raised in a trailer park down a gravel road in East Tennessee. So that's just how we did it.
I love it.
I would not recommend it, though. But listen, we're not here to talk about how to raise babies.
I'm in no position to offer any advice, that's for sure. So
me either. If you want to talk about dogs, I can do that. But let's not talk about babies. What, do you have a dog?
I do, yes. Me and my girlfriend have a little English Springer Spaniel.
English Springer Spaniel. Okay. All right.
We call him Otis.
Otis. That's not a very English name, I feel, but...
Not terribly, no.
All right. I've got a Scottish Terrier named Clyde, which, you know.
That's anyway. A great dog name. I don't know if I've met a dog named Clyde, and that's a great dog name.
Well, you know what? When you come over, maybe I'll slap on a emotional support dog, like little vest on him and bring him to the O2 to see you at CT.
Honor. But please do. It would be my honor to host him backstage.
Fantastic. So Ain't In It For My Health, that's the album. It came out at the end of August, and it's just going from strength to strength. I mean, everything you do seems to be touched with gold. And I don't know if you feel that or not, but certainly looking at it from the outside, I just think it must feel great for you, because I think a lot of people will think, like Zach Top, overnight sensation. That's, of course, not how it worked, right? You've been plugging along at this since, what, 7 or something?
I haven't been doing it for a living very long, but yeah, I suppose I put my 10,000 hours in over the course of the last 20 years. But yeah, it is funny how I get how from the outside looking in, it probably looks like it was just overnight. And I think that's, you know, that's how I perceive a lot of other artists too. Just all of a sudden, like, you know, they're all over TikTok. They're the only thing anybody's talking about. And all of a sudden they're out, you know, on a tour and got a song on the radio or something. And I'm sure their story is somewhat similar to mine, probably, that, you know, well, now people finally notice, but I've been doing it for a while. But yeah, that was definitely the case with me. And as for stuff everything I do turn into gold. I don't know what that's all about. I've got a lot of good people around me. Very thankful to work with a great team. And of course, my producer is one of the biggest parts of that as far as putting the music together. He's bought into the vision ever since he kind of knew me. And so it's very thankful to be able to be able to work with him. And
you should give yourself some credit, Zach. Come on, because if you were trash, it's probably not going to work out no matter how many people you have around you.
No, for sure. For sure. It takes a little talent, I suppose. But I do know that it's I can't do it on my own. That's for dang sure. So I'm very thankful for all the folks that help out. And you know, I'm glad I wasn't crazy. You know, there were times when I wondered whether or not my brand of music was going to resonate with people or not. And thankful that I wasn't crazy, and they are enjoying it.
Well, let's talk about your brand of music for a minute, because there is a real kind of country. There's something, I always say there's something in country for everybody. Country is kind of like rock music. There's something, if you don't like that type of rock music, you can find it over there. Same thing with country. It's a really broad church. We always say that, right? But there does seem to be, certainly lately, this real upswing in traditional country and people absolutely loving it. And whether that's new artists like yourself that are taking this traditional kind of footing and foundation and making it your own and kind of honoring what came before you and pushing it into the future, or if it's actual like the old school musicians who are having this whole big resurgence. So what do you think it is about that at the moment? Do you think it's just like this digital age that we live in and we're all so overconnected that sometimes we just need a little bit of dirt under our feet? What do you reckon it is?
Man, I don't think anybody knows for sure. And I certainly wouldn't pretend to know for sure, but I think it's a combination of things. I think that's probably part of it. There's some sense of nostalgia that, you know, takes some folks that grew up with that type of music, you know, back to maybe a simpler time, childhood time, you know, with their bare feet in the dirt or something. And I think there's also, you know, country, I think has been I think probably most genres, I don't know for sure, but country I know has always been pretty cyclical. It's, you know, we find something kind of wacky and new and we chase that for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then at some point people are kind of like, okay, and the pendulum needs to swing back and let's go back to, you know, kind of the roots and traditions of where this music came from. So I think we're just somewhere on that pendulum swing too.
Are literally on a pendulum swing. You just went swinging through the air.
So the free fall right there. Sorry about that. But I think, you know, it's, a combination of those things. And I think that there was, for a while, the music got so produced and so like formulaic. But I think people were kind of itching for something a little more real and raw feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's, you know, part of the thing with Zach Bryan, how big he got, you know, once again, sort of seemingly overnight a few years ago. You know, he had a really raw but simplistic sound, you know, more Bob Dylan-ish, I think, than country stuff. But I think people reacted that because it was such a polar opposite of what had been popular for the last, you know, 15 years, maybe.
I think it wouldn't have been that long ago that Zach wouldn't have even been considered country. Zach Bryan wouldn't have even been considered country. And now it seems like we've always said it's a broad church, but it seems like now particularly
it's broader than ever.
Which is a great thing, I think, you know, and people love to have an argument about what is country and what ain't country too. But that's an argument that's been going on since Johnny Cash and before Johnny Cash as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, people were calling Kenny Rogers, saying Kenny Rogers was ruining country music back in the 70s and 80s. Yeah. And now, you know, he's kind of hailed as a country icon these days.
Yeah, well, same thing with Kenzie Klein as well, you know. There's so many artists that were doing something new, bringing in their own kind of sensibilities and interests to country. And now all that stuff is considered stone cold country. So it's good to see that it's still this living, breathing, evolving art form. But artists like you prove that it also hasn't forgotten where it came from. You know, it's not forgotten its roots.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't any calculated decision to make my music the way I do. That's just kind of like where I landed. That's what comes out of me when I write and sing and play, you know.
But did you try a bunch of other stuff before that? Because I always think, you know, as a creative person, as an artist, you're going to have many different interests and many different inspirations and many different ways to express yourself. And then at some point, yeah, there is absolutely something to be said for being authentic and being yourself. But sure, alongside that, there's also a moment where you're trying a bunch of stuff and then suddenly something works and you're like, well, hot damn, I found it finally. Was that a little bit of what you were doing, or were you always kind of in this lane?
No, I was always in this lane. And I do have all kinds of different interests and like influences for sure. I listen to a little bit of everything. Like my dad was a big classic rock guy, as well as, you know, my parents were both big George Strait fans and Marty Robbins. I listened to a lot of Marty Robbins growing up because of them. And, you know, big time country fans, but also big rock and roll fans, you know, 80s and 90s classic rock stuff. So grew up on a lot of that stuff as well. Loved that. But yeah, whenever I would sing and play, or, you know, when I started writing too, it was pretty much down, you know, what you see now. I didn't get too far outside the lines of that with my own creativity, I guess.
And in terms of what we see now, you know, it also, and country fans dig into this, and you'll see this when you come over, which we're going to talk about in a minute, you coming over to CTC, but
yeah,
the way you look is also a part of it. And not just for you, but for country fans, for kind of that, for some people it's real, for some people it's escapism, for some people it's a fantasy, you know, it's all of that. Were you always into this look as well?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm and stuff. This is, you know, and like every little kid want to be like their dad, you know, he raised cattle and, you know, still does, and runs a sale barn back home and stuff. So he's around lives.
Wait, what's a sale barn? What's a sale barn?
Sale barn. So people bring their cattle, and people who raise cattle will bring their,
well, I got you,
go to sell them, bring them to an auction barn. And so he does the fast talking and he's the auctioneer and all that stuff. So,
and you do that?
No, you know, you don't spend years doing it, but he went to like a crash course thing that was a couple months or something, I think. He said it's not that hard, but I haven't been able to figure it out. So
for our UK audiences, the way that they auction in the States, very different than the way that they auction here in the UK. And it is a real, it's a real skill. And it's something that, you know, I even thought, like, I wonder if I could go take a class.
Yeah, I'm sure nowadays, yeah, you could look up some YouTube videos probably and figure out how to do it and learn.
There's a song, is it Grundy County Auction?
Yes, that word that they love.
All right, so
yeah, that one kind of, there's actually an older song than that. Shoot, I'm going to forget the artist right now, but it's called the Auctioneer Song. And that one's actually got kind of a, you know, a dumbed down version of auctioneering, I guess, in it, in the chorus.
You grew up like that. You grew up on the farm. This is how you look. This is the music you make. Is there something, because, you know, all our doors are open, Zach.
Yep.
Is there somebody that you love that would just blow people's mind? That is just so far out. Because people always say to me, what's your favorite band, right? They expect me to say a country artist, but the B-52s are my absolute favorite band, right? So that always blows people's mind. Who is it for you?
I'm trying to think. There's something really wacky that I, you know, I listen to all kinds of stuff and enjoy at different times, you know, some hip hop and rap and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not like,
are you like, I, you know, like Avril Lavigne, or like, I got to have me some Britney Spears. Like, is there something like that? That's just,
no, never anything like that. Really. If I'm really looking to like, listen to some good music that I'm really going to enjoy, it's like, I don't know, you know, like Ray Charles, he even made a country album. I listened to a bunch of Ray Charles, you know, and that's not exactly country, but it's not too far outside the lines. I do like, you know, the classic rock thing. Sometimes I need to hear Jukebox Hero. You know, there's stuff like that for sure. That's, you know, I don't,
some like, so, like Heart. I can never get enough Heart.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. All that stuff. I'm a big fan. Yeah. Foreigner's great. Blue Oyster Cult. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I
that stuff really, really turns me on sometimes, for sure.
Was there a moment where you thought, yeah, this is working? Because I reckon the first time that we started really hearing about you in a major way was probably I Never Lie, when that one really started taking off. And obviously, you know, you've had so many songs since then that were loving. Sounds Like the Radio, still one of my absolute favorites. We Can't Get Enough of Good Times and Tan Lines. But was there a moment for you, and it didn't have to necessarily be the reception of a song, but where you thought, oh yeah, it's going to be okay. This is working.
Yeah. It was the spring of 24, before Cold Beer and Country Music, the record had come out. So we had what, 4 or 5 singles out off of it or something. And we're starting to, like, you know, be able to play these little clubs, sell out 200, 300, you know, tickets. And then we played, I'm not going to remember, I think it was like February or March of 2024 that we had this, we were scared to do it. And we booked this 800 capacity venue, in Gainesville, Georgia. And we ended up selling it out right at the last minute. You know, the last tickets got bought the day of the show. And I almost didn't believe it. Like, until I walked out on stage and the place is just packed, and, you know, by far the biggest place that I'd ever sold on my own. And they knew all the songs, you know, that were out and all that kind of thing, we're singing along with. You know, it felt like that was one of the first times where they were here to hear my stuff, not, you know, because there's plenty of times where, you know, folks liked my singing or whatever, but they wanted to hear, you know, they'd holler out, they want to hear Two Dozen Roses or one of the covers that had, you know, that had gotten popular for me off of TikTok or something. But that was like one of the first times I remember, you know, Bad Luck was kind of the first thing to, that really felt like it started working for me even before I Never Lie happened. And so that was my, you know, big hit at the time before the record.
Yeah. And you know what, we were playing all of those, but there was something about I Never Lie that just catch fire. It was like, wow, okay. And I think even before that, and I know you went out on tour with her, Lainey Wilson was in the studio and off air when they were taking pictures and stuff. She's, who are you listening to? Who are you liking at the moment? And I said, oh, I'm loving this guy called Zach Top. And she was like, he's going to go out on tour with me. And And that was before you did that tour with her. And of course, you've done stuff with Dierks Bentley and loads of other people. Yep. But having people like that in your corner must be a huge thing as well.
Oh man, it was, I don't think I even realized how much help that was. Lainey was big. Jake Owen kind of discovered me pretty early on, and then Parker McCollum as well. And I know there was more, but like, I remember those three being really nice and like going out of their way to kind of tell their audiences, you know, at the time they've got these massive followings that I couldn't even dream of. And they had kind of discovered my music and shared me with their fans. And I don't know if I realize how much of a help that was early on and not, but I'm very, very thankful for it. It's, you know, it's something they sure didn't have to do. And I thought at the time and still do that it was just a really kind thing.
Hey, before I let you go, we got to talk about C2C.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people will come to the UK, they'll play some basement shows, and they'll build up their audience, or they'll come and they'll do their first C2C on one of the small satellite stages. Zach Top, boom, headlining the main stage straight in there. So congratulations on that. Presumably you've heard a lot about what UK audiences are like in C2C. Not just C2C, but the whole country scene over here.
Yeah.
Are you the type of guy that you just let it happen, or do you have kind of expectations? Like, do you think you know how you're going to feel and what it's going to be like? And have you traveled much internationally?
I've traveled a little bit internationally. My oldest sister, actually, and her husband, they lived over in Switzerland, Zurich, for a few years. The rest of us came over, my parents and my other two siblings, we all came over twice, I guess. One time just kind of stayed mainland Europe, hit Germany and Italy mainly. Probably a couple other things. But anyway, and then the second time we came over, you know, this was just vacation, not touring at all. The second time we went to the UK, and I remember just absolutely loving that. I was 16 or 17. So, you know, and I was with my parents, so they'd let me drink beer in the pubs and stuff. Loved it. I remember my favorite memory from that was, and I'm sure this is a touristy thing, but the Temple Bar in Dublin.
Yeah.
We went in there one night and found there was some little three-piece band just playing, you know, traditional Irish, you know, kind of fiddle music stuff, all the little jigs and reels and stuff like that. So we hung out in there till they kicked us out, I think. And I remember that just being one of the most fun times. The place was just packed and everybody loving the music. And so if it's anything like that, I'm pumped about it. But to your question, I don't think I really have expectations anymore. It's kind of like if there's a full room, I think it's going to be good.
There's going to be a full room.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't heard anything but good things. Yeah. Super, super excited because we've got a couple other shows too that are just mine that we get to go do a little European tour, you know, which about half of them, I guess, are the C2C dates. And then we get a slew of others on our own. But I'm pumped. I was apprehensive about like the international touring thing. I think just because I don't know who else wants to look at some goofball in a cowboy hat and hear him sing, you know, sing about cowboy stuff, but
tens of thousands of people, you'll be surprised. I mean, I know obviously you will have heard about it from your friends, but one of the most exciting things for me is to see artists like yourself making their debut and just your face when you realize what's going on.
Yeah, we got our first taste of international touring just this past spring. We went down to Australia and I felt the same thing going over there. I was just like, I don't think anybody's going to know the stuff over here. And we played, you know, we were like one of the later slots on their big CMC Rocks Festival down there. And just place was packed, people singing all the songs. And
they're going to know all the beats as well.
Yeah. And that's what I've been told too, that, yeah, especially the UK audiences really like dig deep and they're not just going to know the hits. They kind of like, if they like something, they'll go take a deep dive on it. So I'm pumped. I can't wait to be over there. We got a, you know, a few little off days slated in between the shows as well. So hopefully get to do some exploring with the band and everything. It's going to be so fun.
And we won't even make you do a shoey like they do in Australia.
I did do a shoey on stage.
So we can't wait to have you over here. It's really nice to meet you. Look forward to seeing you in person at C2C. I'll bring my puppy dog Clyde backstage.
Love it. Can't wait to meet Clyde. Yeah. Thanks again. It really means the world to me that that y'all are loving the music over there. And thanks for spreading the word and playing the stuff. Can't wait to get over there, meet you in person, and have a ball.
Until then, we'll keep playing the music and we'll see you real soon.
Thanks, Balin. Nice to meet you.
Right. Cheers, Zach.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.